Talk Radio 702. We spoke to KwaZulu-Natal about this big breakthrough in terms of an arrest. It looks like they've got someone who's not a foot soldier, but a major syndicate member. And we've got to keep the pressure up. And this RAGE initiative we've got, which is putting logos onto the big RMB banner here in Sandton. Well, I think we have another one, because on the line, our old friend, communications manager at Tracker, Gareth Crocker, joins us. Gareth, nice talking to you again. Hi.
Hi, good morning, John. Thanks for having me on your show.
Now, I say old friend because you donated money for the night vision goggles a couple of years ago, and the Rangers say they've been fabulously successful. Why are you continuing to be involved, Gareth?
John, thanks very much. And, you know, we've been part of the kind of campaign to fight rhino poaching for some time already. You know, in a way, we've been doing what we can. You know, a group of our senior recovery officers have given up their personal time to track down poachers. We've had guys sleeping in the felt, staking out hotspots, and, you know, we're very proud to say that we have had some success.
Yeah.
You know, we've had a number of arrests, and some horns have been recovered, you know, in I must be honest, in quite grotesque circumstances.
Yeah.
You know, wet blood and all of that horrible stuff.
Ugh.
And, you know, there's just no question that a more coordinated effort is required. So we're very pleased to be a part of the RAGE campaign, and well done to you guys.
Thank you very much indeed, Gareth. We look forward to seeing Tracker's logo up on the banner.
Thank you, John.
Cheers. Bye-bye. Okay.